When you drive along Route 128, it's easy to imagine science at work behind the facades of shiny building after building, all those people working behind desks and lab tables. But those tools, the tools of science, are expensive, and not every would-be scientist has access to them. So, enter a local nonprofit that's trying to make a difference by donating surplus lab equipment to universities in Africa. WBUR's Kurt Nikisch has the story.
You know that term for Boston, the hub city? Well, Nina Dudnick pictures the hub differently.
We tend to think of Boston as a place where scientific expertise comes inward here, right? We gather it all in here. You know, and I like to think about how Boston can function as a hub for sending scientific expertise outward to build that greater global scientific community.
To build that greater global scientific community, Nina Dudnick started a nonprofit called Seeding Labs. Recently, it brought scientists from Ghana and Mali to Boston.
It's awesome. Just amazingly cool.
That's Osu Dabo, a department head at the Science and Technology University in the Ghanaian city of Kumasi. He's getting a tour of a research lab on Memorial Drive in Cambridge. The technician is showing the African scientists a mass spectrometer.
How much cost it? How much? Do you know the price?
This instrument is about the whole mass spec. So this mass spec is about $350,000.
This lab has several of these scientific instruments, but there isn't a single one of them in all of Ghana. Even if these scientists had the money to buy one of these machines, they wouldn't have the argon gas needed to run it. But Osu Dabo is still excited.
I've ceased being depressed about the gap. What I've told myself is to pick up from where you are, okay, and start off with things like potential collaboration.
Osu Dabo researches tuberculosis. He's hoping to send samples from his TB patients for this lab to analyze. If the results are interesting, maybe he and the lab could publish together. The inspiration for Seeding Labs came to Nina Dudnick 10 years ago. She worked in Africa for a year for a development organization.
And one of the things that was incredibly striking about being back in Boston was just the sheer abundance of stuff. And the technician in my lab in the Ivory Coast, for example, had spent a fair portion of her time washing and drying disposable plastic test tubes, which, of course, here we get rid of without a second thought.
It wasn't just test tubes. It was microscopes, centrifuges, you name it. Dudnick saw her fellow colleagues slide used scientific equipment out in the hallway for the custodians to just make disappear. So instead of taking a high-paid research job, Dudnick started a nonprofit. She says the goal for Seeding Labs was to collect these discarded scientific instruments and ship them to developing nations.
You can be the most well-trained scientist in the world, but without the tools, you cannot do what you're trained to do.
At first, it was random used equipment. Then local companies started partnering. Today, the Waltham instrument maker Thermo Fisher Scientific gives customers a credit for trading in used equipment when they upgrade. Thermo Fisher then refurbishes those machines and gives them to Seeding Labs. Karen Kirkwood is a company executive.
We're all about helping our customers to be successful, wherever they are and whatever they're doing, and so we try to approach that in a lot of different ways.
Now, Seeding Labs has come to the realization that it can do more than just ship equipment across the Atlantic. It can also ship knowledge. So with funding from the drug company Novartis, Seeding Labs created this fellowship for African scientists. One of the Ghanaians on it has a familiar name.
Kofi Annan.
No, not the former UN General Secretary named Kofi Annan. Turns out every male born in Ghana on a Friday gets the name Kofi, and this Kofi shares the same last name.
And everything is pronounced the way the big man's name is pronounced, Kofi Annan.
This Annan researches drugs to fight malaria. Here on this trip, he's learning new ways his lab back home can tackle research problems.
I'll be able to impart the knowledge that I've acquired back home and then train more people to also see the benefits of what I've learned here.
Thank you very much.
At the end of this laboratory tour, the African fellows head off to the next impressive place, where it's easy for them to be simultaneously depressed and inspired. The gap between science in Boston and Africa is as wide as the ocean between them, but one local nonprofit, Seeding Labs, is trying to make it smaller. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nikisch.